A night owl scrolls through social media at midnight, convinced they're simply wired differently. A shift nurse struggles with mysterious weight gain despite careful dieting. An entrepreneur pushes through afternoon brain fog with another espresso shot. What if I told you these aren't personality quirks or willpower failures, but symptoms of a biological system crying out for synchronization? Deep within every cell in your body ticks a molecular clock, an ancient timekeeping mechanism that evolved over millions of years to anticipate sunrise, optimize digestion, and coordinate thousands of cellular processes. When these clocks fall out of sync with modern life, the consequences ripple through every aspect of health. This isn't about productivity hacks or trendy wellness fads. It's about rediscovering a fundamental biological truth that could transform how you sleep, eat, think, and age. 20,000 cells in your brain's hypothalamus, the suprachiasmatic nucleus, receive light signals and broadcast timing cues throughout your body. But every organ possesses its own independent clock. Your liver anticipates breakfast. Your pancreas prepares insulin. Your gut readies digestive enzymes. Thousands of genes switch on and off in coordinated waves, creating a genomic time code. For millennia, this system harmonized with nature. We woke with dawn, ate during daylight, and rested after dark. Then came electric lighting, shift work, and smartphones. Now we're eating at midnight, staring at screens until 2 a.m., and wondering why we feel exhausted. Studies reveal that 87% of people maintain drastically different sleep schedules on weekends versus weekdays, essentially giving themselves jet lag twice weekly. The health toll is staggering. Chronic circadian disruption increases risks for obesity, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and cancer. The WHO classified shift work as a probable carcinogen. The good news? Understanding your circadian code offers a pathway back to alignment. Your body operates like a busy intersection where three traffic flows must coordinate: sleep, eating, and movement. When these rhythms sync, everything flows smoothly. When they clash, dysfunction spreads through every system. Sleep isn't passive downtime, it's your biological foundation. Your brain consolidates memories, produces growth hormone, and flushes out cellular waste. Adults need 7 to 9 hours. Research tracking a million people reveals both extremes shorten lifespans. After one night of poor sleep, your cognitive function drops to levels comparable to legal intoxication. Chronically, sleep deprivation disrupts hunger hormones, making you crave excess calories. Food timing can override even your master brain clock. Your first bite resets peripheral clocks throughout your body. Eat breakfast consistently at 8 a.m., and your stomach, liver, and pancreas synchronize to process food efficiently. Disrupt this pattern, and your organs enter emergency mode. Late meals particularly wreak havoc because cells cannot simultaneously build and break down fat. Movement completes the trinity. Your muscles comprise nearly half your body weight and evolved for daytime activity. Even gut motility follows circadian patterns, increasing during daylight and slowing at night, explaining why late meals trigger indigestion. Physical activity strengthens circadian rhythms, improving sleep quality, mood, and concentration. Groundbreaking mouse research revealed something extraordinary. Animals eating high-fat diets within an 8-hour window remained healthy, while those eating identical calories spread across 24 hours developed obesity and metabolic disease. The difference wasn't what they ate or how much, it was when. Your digestive system operates on a schedule. Insulin response peaks in the morning, making breakfast optimal for carbohydrate metabolism. By evening, as melatonin rises, insulin production declines. Eating late forces your body to process food when biochemically unprepared, leading to fat storage. Most fat burning happens 6 to 8 hours after your last meal and accelerates after 12 hours of fasting. When overweight participants restricted eating to 10 hours without changing diet or calories, they lost 4% of body weight in 4 months while reporting better sleep and more energy. Steve followed an 8-hour window starting at 7 a.m. and lost 72 pounds in 15 months, nearly one-third of his body weight, despite eating 3 desserts with lunch. Start your eating window early with breakfast, even just coffee with cream. If breakfast is at 8 a.m., finish eating by 8 p.m. for a 12-hour window or 6 p.m. for 10 hours. Within 2 to 4 weeks, your system adapts completely.
Peak cognitive function occurs between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m., with maximum performance from 10 a.m. to noon. Post-lunch productivity naturally declines, especially after insufficient sleep or heavy meals. Combat this with hydration rather than sugary snacks. Modern humans spend 87% of time indoors, averaging just 212 minutes outside daily. Indoor environments provide only 50 to 100 lux versus 1,000 lux outdoors on cloudy days. This light deprivation disrupts circadian rhythms and mental performance. Morning bright light signals your brain to stop melatonin production and increase alertness-promoting cortisol. Aim for at least 1 hour of daily daylight exposure through breakfast by windows, outdoor walks, or positioning workspaces near natural light. Consistent meal timing maintains cognitive rhythms. Your brain works better slightly hungry. Both modest fasting and exercise increase brain-derived neurotrophic factor, improving neural connections and memory. Late-night eating disrupts next-day attention. Consider larger morning meals when alertness peaks, then lighter lunches. Finishing dinner by 6 to 7 p.m. supports proper digestion and natural sleep onset. For teenagers, the conflict is acute. Adolescents are biologically programmed for later bedtimes. Their melatonin production naturally shifts later, yet schools often start before sunrise. Evening activities under bright lights further suppress melatonin, perpetuating sleep deprivation. Exercise timing matters as much as the activity itself. Dividing movement into 10 to 15 minute segments throughout the day works equally well as longer sessions, mirroring ancestral patterns that strengthen circadian rhythms. Morning exercise before breakfast maximizes fat burning by tapping stored energy after overnight fasting. Early aerobic activity in daylight synchronizes your brain clock, overcoming jet lag while boosting mood, cognition, and new brain cell production. Late afternoon, 3 p.m. to dinner time, is optimal for strength training, as muscle tone, nutrient absorption, and oxygenation peak. Athletic performance can vary 25% within a day, typically peaking late afternoon. Evening exercise also reduces appetite and improves glucose uptake when insulin production naturally declines. Time-restricted eating amplifies these benefits. Animals on 8 to 10-hour feeding windows show 20% better motor coordination, likely from increased ketone production during fasting, a sweet spot athletes report for improving endurance. You don't need perfection. You need consistency. Nobel laureate Roger Gilliman, intellectually active at 94, credits his longevity to 50 years of consistent routines, waking around 6:30 to 7 a.m., working from 8 a.m., dinner at 7 p.m., sleep by 10 p.m., plus daily swimming or tennis. The health revolution isn't about miracle supplements. It's rediscovering natural rhythms. Track 6 daily patterns for a week: wake time, first food, last meal, bedtime, screen shutoff, and exercise timing. Look for variations exceeding 2 hours between workdays and days off. Most people discover their ideal pattern during vacations when freed from artificial schedules. Modern life creates digital jet lag. Blue light at night suppresses melatonin, tricking your brain into thinking it's daytime. Combat this with apps that shift screen colors from blue to orange, or wear blue light filtering glasses 3 to 4 hours before bed. When life disrupts your rhythm, prioritize what you can control. If exercise isn't possible, stick to time-restricted eating. If dinner runs late, wait 12 hours before eating again. The most powerful health intervention isn't something you buy. It's remembering the rhythm your body has always known.